guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I didn't know what to call this video, but the best I can come up with is a woman and maybe multiple women are finding new terms to call themselves other than picky and alone and into just being with good-looking guys and not willing to settle down. Daily Mail has this article. Let me get recording on this, which I think this is kind of funny. But men date me and then find their wife. Single radio producer, 34, discovers she's a foster girlfriend in relationships and reveals the signs you might be one too. Foster girlfriend. This is the new one, guys. So basically, her whole story, and I'll read down through this. Her whole story is, guys date me, they do me, they sleep with me, and then we're together for a while, and then they find the person that they want to stay with. And she's not shocked. Now, there's no point of her that's like, I can't believe this, I am so miserable. No, this is what she wants. And I think a lot of women now are doing this. I genuinely do. And remember, I think because the third wave, fourth wave, you know, girl power movement has basically said, well, you don't need a man and you can make your own good money. And if you want kids, you can find a guy and just have a kid and you can get child support and you get money from the state. And then you can hire a babysitter or a nanny or something, and you can still do your job and you can have everything you want. You just need a guy to donate a little bit of fun stuff. So, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily wrong. You know, if a woman says, hey, this is what I want and this is what I'm about, that's great. Good for you. More power to you. The problem is usually, as I read these stories, 34 is just about the age that as they move up closer to 38, 39, 40, 41, they go, oh, I want to be in a serious relationship. Where are all the guys? Where are all the marriageable men? Where are all the wonderful eligible men? They're either A, married, they're divorced with kids and she doesn't want that, or, and I'm not saying she literally does, I'm just saying in general women say, he has kids, I don't want that, he's married, he's divorced, and he's got baggage, or they just want to date younger women and you know, kind of hit it and quit it kind of thing. So they've come up with a new term called foster girlfriend. So let's read through about what a foster girlfriend is and what it really is. Okay. Say here, a single Australian radio producer has discovered that she was a foster girlfriend for many of her previous lovers, as she explains the new dating trend and how to identify it. Triple M producer Jana Hocking, 34, came across the term last week when she was on social media stalking her ex-boyfriends, only to find out they're now married with a child on the way. So these guys, maybe they wanted to get married. Maybe they wanted to have a family. Maybe she did not make herself available, or maybe she was not what they were looking for. She was the fun time girl, but she wasn't the one that they wanted to settle down with. Now, she doesn't try to come across as this is what she wanted. She likes being the fun time girl. That's fine. But instead of saying, hey, you know what? I'm 34 and I want to be like I'm 23 and just go sleep with good, attractive guys and have my fun and not worry about a family, which again, hey, if that's your thing, do your thing. But instead of just saying that, now we're creating new words to make ourselves feel better. Well, I guess I'm a foster boyfriend because all the women I've ever dated have been married to somebody else at some point. Like, what are we doing here with this? She diagnosed herself as a foster girlfriend who, according to Urban Dictionary, is a woman who dates men until they find their wife and who doesn't want to be with a man long term. You know, there's always part of me that wonders if maybe she went to Urban Dictionary and put that in herself. Obviously, she didn't, but here's the thing. She dates men until they find their wife and who doesn't want to be with a man long term. So is she just like, yeah, we'll fool around and have fun, and this guy is off all dating other women as well, and then they fall in love with the other women, decide to marry them, but at the same time they're being with her? Like, I'm kind of confused here. Now, this is the year 2020. If that is the truth, zero surprise. I have no surprise left in my body. If she's like, yeah, I just want to do him and have fun until he finds the woman he wants to be with forever. And then they go get married and have kids. And then I go find my next victim. I mean, boyfriend. So this is a photo of her. She's not unattractive. She's not, you know, I think she's fine. I would imagine she probably has no problem dating, seems. She says, Jana, who once claimed she had been single for the past 7 years, was frantic about the possibility of being a foster girlfriend and began to look for evidence. Okay, single for 7 years? Okay, that's having her fun. Again, fine with it. It could be argued that I'm terrible at texting. I don't have much time for dating if I'm snowed under with work. I can't stand it when a guy stays over and then wants to spend the rest of the day with me, she told news.com.au. I enjoy the cute, cuddly part of the relationship minus the responsibilities. I am okay with this. I am okay with this. Why? Because that would be how I date. How'd your date go? Great. Grabbed a bite, nut or screw, nut, bolt, and I was out. Didn't even spend the night, man. High fives. Let's go have a beer and shoot pool. I'm okay with that. Hey, if that's her thing, that's fine. But why come up with a new term for it? Why? And the thing of it is that, again, you know, I had somebody email me. It was one of my female viewers, and she asked, how is it you're 47 and you look like young, like you don't have any wrinkles or anything? Because as you see, I'm doing pretty well. No forehead wrinkles, no eye, no big creases or anything. I said, it's simple. Number one, I'm not married. Number two, I don't have kids. And number three, I genuinely don't go around like talking and smiling and laughing at people. So, you know, and I wear sunglasses with polarized lens, so I'm not squinting. I'm not frowning much. And I don't laugh a lot, so I don't have a lot of laugh lines. So pretty much this is my face all day. That's how I have no stress. That is how you end up looking amazed. Either that or some point in my past life, I was bitten by a vampire. But either way, the whole point being that I have lots of time in the world that men have the opportunity to be older. My last girlfriend was 26. I was 44. There was an 18-year difference. Women generally, not always, but generally don't have that ability unless you're married to, you know, Will Smith. But other than that, for the most part, you don't have that opportunity. So there is going to come a point where it gets more difficult for her. And that's usually when women go, ooh, if I want to have a partner, I need to grab somebody. It says, what defines a foster girlfriend? Late to reply to text messages or call back after a date. Guys do that. Enjoy having intimacy with them, but don't want the night to linger into the next day. Guys do that. Happy to mainly be by yourself with a small sprinkling of dates throughout the week. Throughout the week. Whew. Okay. She must be getting a lot of action. I would normally say few small sprinkling of dates throughout the year, but I'm okay with that. Don't talk about a long-term plans together. Fine. Not spending a lot of money on the dates you go on. That's great, especially if it's the guy that's not spending a lot of money on the dates. Don't necessarily care if you look your best on the date. That's fine. Like, if you need a lot of makeup to look good, that's probably not a good sign. Like this is her without makeup. Not bad. Very light makeup. A lot of makeup on that one. Okay. Jana also realized she isn't concerned about having a kid yet and long list of life accomplishments she'd like to achieve before settling down. Blah, blah, blah. It could be paying more attention to your appearance. Those that are less interested in finding the one are usually more focused on their career, lifestyle, or position in life. That's actually what I tell you fine gentlemen in your 20s and 30s to do. While Jana doesn't feel rushed to make a serious commitment, she does note there are two distinct types of daters, those that are actively dating to find the one true love, and those who are dating for fun. And at this moment, she's happy in the second category. I have no problems with any of this, but notice something that's interesting, though. This is becoming the new norm. And again, she's just going to be selecting the best of the best guys. She has a little bit of fun with them. She has her casual fling, and then she moves on to somebody else. Again, if you're up front with whoever you're dating, if I or one of you guys went on a date with her and she said, hey, just so you know, I'm not into anything long term. I'm not into anything too serious. I just like to have a bit of casual fun. Guys are either going to be like, oh, well, I'm looking for something long term, and they bounce. Or guys are going to say, hey, I'm cool with that. And they're in, and they get to have their little bit of fun. See, what she's doing right, and I don't want to pick on her too much, what she's doing right here is she's telling the truth. She's telling people up front what her deal is, what her game is. And most guys don't, actually, I don't think any guy would have a problem if people would just be honest. Honesty allows, if you're honest with another person, it allows that other person to make a genuine choice on their actions. If I lie to somebody and I say, oh, I'd love to be in a long-term relationship with you, and then I just, you know, we goof off a couple of times, have a little fun in the bedroom, and then I yeet out of there, right? I've lied to her. That's going to hurt her feelings because she was hoping it was going somewhere, right? So I took the choice of her saying, no, I'd really like something long-term away from her by lying. So, you know, I'll give Jana points for everything that she's done except for trying to come up with a new term or using some crazy term. Just say you're casual, you're easy. You're living the easygoing lifestyle. And I think guys would be fine with that. If more people at least did what she did, I think there'd be a lot less hurt men in the world that get with a woman. She says she wants something long-term. He starts to fall in love. They're together for, I don't know, a year, 2 years. And then she says, you know what, you're boring. I'm going to go, you know, break up with you or divorce you or whatever and go date the Chad down at the gym. I think that if more women did what she did, at least we'd know the odds going into the game. But coming up with a new name for it is just, that's just ridiculous. Guys, the forums over at local, my channel over at betterbachelor.locals.com, we're doing well. We've got like 1,000 members over there. We got posts going. We got videos going. We've got articles going. We've got discussions going. Make sure to join me over there as a member. It's free. If you want to join in and actually post and print and support me and my work, it's $3 donation a month. But go around over and check it out. First month is free for those that you want to support. And if you want to become a member, that, of course, is free. Guys, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe. Appreciate all that you do for me. And we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if every woman was like this and they all told the truth and they just said, hey, this is what I am and this is the deal, I think I can't imagine men would have problems because they could walk away if that's not right for them. It's when the lying and the manipulation and the deception comes out and the things are hidden behind your back. That's how we get all into this trouble and why most men say, you know what, maybe dating's not for me and maybe trusting women's not for me either.